Good morning. Our question today, when it comes to the Kedusha of Svarim, putting Svarim on top of Svarim, we talked about putting items on top of Svarim. Now we're going to talk about leaning on Svarim. And in fact, this could come in various forms. It could be that somebody is learning with a Sefer and he's leaning his arms on it. It could be somebody falls asleep on a Shtender and his Sefer is right underneath his head. Effectively, he's using his Sefer as a pillow. And it could be that somebody's leaning on a table, and instead of seeing that he's leaning on a table, he's intending on leaning on the table directly, he's leaning on top of a sefer or svarim. What's a problem? What's not a problem? The sources address some of this, not all of this. So we'll start with the Tshuvas Olas Yitzchak, who says as follows, that even though there's not a proof that leaning on a sefer is prohibited, nonetheless, somebody should not do it. You should avoid leaning on Svarim. Why? She'ein zeh derech kavod lehishtamesh b'sefer. It is not the derech kavod. It's not respectable to the Svarim to be using them. I think we can learn from his language that if you're not using the Sefer for your benefit, for example, if you are learning from the Sefer and you happen to have your arms on top of the Sefer because you have one finger on Rashi, if it's a Gemara, you have one finger on Rashi and one on the Gemara, that's not using the Sefer for your benefit. That is using Sefer to learn, and that would not be disgraceful to the Sefer. I think that would be an appropriate understanding of the Tshuvas Olas Yitzchak. The Sefer Menucha Ukedusha says as follows, is actually written by Rav Yisrael Isser Miponovich, who was a Talmud of the Gaon Rav Chaim Volozhin. And he says as follows, first he talks about one item that's not exactly on point, that's more talking about items on a sefer. He says you have to be careful if somebody has a hat, don't put the hat on top of your sefer. For example, this happens when somebody's putting on tallis and tefillin, and if it's a boy, he takes off his hat. If he wears a hat and he puts it down on the table, and there are a lot of svarim on the table, so he just puts it on top of the svarim. The hat should not be placed on top of the svarim. The kedusha of the svarim is way more than that of the hat. So that's point number one. That's not our topic today. But on point for us, he says as follows, Reinizar shelo yishan ala sefer. You have to be careful. Don't lean on a sefer. And if you want to lean on the table itself, and there's a sefer there, it's in my way, move the sefer. Don't lean on the sefer because it's in your way. Don't lean on top of the sefer. So if the sefer or svarim in your way, you want to lean there on the table, move the svarim, but don't lean on top of the sefer. So that's not talking about when you're learning from it. That's talking about when you want to lean on something and the svarim are in your way. And just to end off, Rabbi Yitzchak Zev Yadler, who wrote a sefer on Medrash Rabbah called Tiferes Yitzion, when he saw somebody leaning on a book, the leaning in Hebrew is smicha, yisbi somech, you're leaning on it. So he would say in a little bit of a joking fashion, but he was telling the person, you're not allowed to be leaning on a sefer. He says as follows, sefer ze yesh lo smicha migdolim imcha. This sefer has much better smicha from gdolim than you. They have approbations, and they give in their haskamas, etc. Deino tzarek likavatcha, and it doesn't need your smicha. Two different types of smicha. The sefer has smicha. People are relying on this book. They are have written in favor of this book. That's the smicha of the gdolim, much greater people than you have effectively leaned on this book. They didn't physically lean on it. They have supported this book, written approbations for this book, written a haskamas for this book, and it doesn't need your leaning as well. So there we have it in a nutshell. Leaning on a sefer that you're not using, certainly problematic. That is not covered for the sefer. Taking a nap on the shtender with that sefer, you happen to fall asleep, don't do it on top of the sefer. But a normal use of a sefer in a mechubadik way, in a respectful way, we see many people that do that, and that's not viewed as a disgrace of that sefer. Have a wonderful day.